Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, we're really lucky to have our guest with us today because when she's here, everybody wants to speak with her. And there's only just so much room in the queue. And so she had a hard time calling in, but we got her in. So I'm sorry if I had to drop your call, but I had to make room for the guest. So today, with us for the second time is my special guest, Kay Taylor. Kay is an intuitive specialist who has had a close relationship with spirit since she was a very young child. Kay often refers to spirits as her best friends. Her connection with spirit is a large part of her everyday life. Kay Taylor is a world-renowned clairvoyant and medium from Brisbane, Australia, who has the astounding ability to deliver information from deceased loved ones and other non-physical beings. Kay is the author of the book, Dating the Messenger, co-founder of Connect with the Spirit, and the founder of Kay the Messenger and Kay the Intuitive, as well as the host of the podcast, Wake Up with Kay. Kay Taylor is with us directly from Brisbane, Australia, and it is 1 a.m. there right now. I am so grateful that she has stayed up so she could be with us today and take your call. So let's get started. Now let me introduce you to my exciting guest, Kay Taylor. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Randy, and to the listeners in the U.S. there. How are you all?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really, really well. I've had a very big day, an exciting day, and I have been waiting to get onto your show and share some more information about spirit, of course, and some extra things that I've got to offer your people in the States today.
Awesome, awesome. Is there anything you want to start off with, start off talking about before we start taking callers?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I have some exciting news, and actually your show is the very first to hear this. I have just released in iTunes my very own app called Tell Me Now. Now, people, you'll probably think, well, what does that mean? Tell me now. Well, what has happened to me over the years is people have rung me at 1 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock at night. They've even turned up at 6 o'clock in the morning with their pajamas on still. And they say, Kay, just tell me now. Is it yes? Is it no? Just tell me now. And so last year, you know, Spirit said to me as I was sitting there talking to them, you know, what can I do to help people like this? And they said, you know what, Kay, let's do an app. And let's call it Tell Me Now. And so that's what it's all about. Now, you'll see in the Tell Me Now what it is. There's the answers to it. You can't cheat it. You can't keep asking the same question. And it's just a whole lot of fun. And it is me 24/7 with you. Because everybody says, I just wish I had you in my lounge room. Some people even say, I wish you were right there in my bedroom. Not that they want me there for anything particular that way. But it's always about, they wish they could have the answer. And often the answer is just yes or just no, and yes, a timeout. But, you know, we just need to have a little bit more added to it to just get you going. No means no. And yes, you can get excited about. And unfortunately, if it says timeout, it means it. Time out, because if you're going to make a mistake, all right, you can't work with yes and no. You've got to take the time out and say, this isn't right for me. And this is the trouble that people have today. They're quick, they're in a hurry, they want that answer, but they've also got to understand what that answer comes with as well. So when I do a normal reading, you don't just get a yes or no or a timeout from me. I give much more information in all of that. But the yes comes with, and a lot of people who don't want to go and see a psychic, a lot of people who are scared to see a psychic, all right, or afraid that somebody might find out that they went and saw a psychic and judge them. So this is another reason why this little app has been built for you all out there. So I hope you have a lot of fun. So check it out on iTunes. It's called Tell Me Now, and you are the very first people in the world to know about this. Tonight, today is your turn. So I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. That's really good news. That's going to be a lot of fun, Kay. Are you ready to start taking callers? Our first caller's been holding for 20 minutes.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's talk to her. Okay, this is area code 805. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What is your question for Kay?
I wanted to know about finances, getting a job, and maybe a romance or a partner coming in for me. These are two things.
Right. So you want the lot, Donna. You want the lot. Okay. Well, you know, first of all, Spirit tells me, and I've got some cards with me, but of course Spirit's talking to me as well, and they tell me that your finances are all over the place. You're in a bit of a pickle, okay? They tell me that, you know, sometimes you overspend, sometimes you underspend, and you really want a lot, you think about in your mind, and of course that comes with work, and it also comes with a bit of good luck, and it comes with about paying forward. So it's sort of like, don't concentrate on the lack, Donna. Concentrate on the beauty of what you can have in your finances and what you can bring to you. Now, regarding the job, you're a bit stuck in the mud with that because you're trying to only do one thing. But Spirit says that you need to really go sideways a little and take some other opportunities where you can actually build your career in that way, because, Donna, you don't like same old, same old, correct? You're a variety girl. Okay, you want something different all the time. But if you get stuck in that mud and go, well, this will do, that's not good enough for you, and it certainly won't create the money that you want in your lifestyle either. So, and you know, for the boyfriend deal, okay, darling, let's do one thing at a time. How about we get the job first? How about we create the money, and then we bring the person into your life? Because when you try and do all of this at once, then what usually happens is you just suffer from depression and you go into lack and you think, well, nothing's ever going to happen for me. And Donna, Spirit's saying we don't want that for her. We want her to be smart, Spirit's saying, and get to one thing at a time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You know, you get very stubborn. And Spirit says, you know, we handle that about her. All right, you've got this guy around you in Spirit called Derek. He calls himself DD. Okay, his name's Derek. And Derek sort of, you know, he's moving from side to side and thinking, oh God, here she goes again. She moves from one thing to another thing to another thing, and she doesn't complete. So, you know, Derek's saying, make up your mind. Well, come on, Kay, let's tell her one thing at a time. And listen, darling, you know, when it comes to men, all right, you've got to really pick them well. If you're going to date them, date only what you want to date. Don't date it just because it's a man. And I hope, I trust that that makes sense to you, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, because you know what, darling, you compromise too much. Derek says, you compromise too much. All right, now your guide is there for you. You can talk to him like you and I are talking right now. He knows that you want lots of money in your life because you want lots, like a lifestyle. You're not a greedy person. You just want to be comfortable. And let's face it, we all do. And Derek says it can happen that way. But you need to sort of climb the ladder sideways in your next position in that. So, you know, look at some other positions that have a bit of what you do, but have training to gain more. That's what Spirit's showing me for you, okay? And, you know, like you have a big smile on your face when all this starts rolling in that way. The pocket's full, okay, then you feel more worthy, and then the man can come in because we stop this compromising. Don't go backwards, forwards anymore, all right?
Yes. We'll
okay.
That.
Thank you so much for calling, Dawn. I'm glad we were able to get to you. I'm going to put you back on hold, okay? Our next caller is area code 408, and it's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. How are you, and what is your question?
Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. So my question is really not... I'm not sure whether I want to focus on love or career. They're both in transition right now. So whatever spirit feels is in the highest good for me to hear right now would be great.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you can do both at the same time, Spirit showing me. We're not like Donna, who has to do one thing at a time. And you are a person that does everything at once. So, Ashley, you know, you come across perhaps as sort of like the timid person, but really, behind the scenes, you know exactly what you want and you go for it. So why should anything be different here? Yes? You know that. So, you know, Spirit says that you've lost your spark for the love aspect. You've got your career down pat. That's not a problem. And you can always move and do what you need to in your career, but your spark for this new person in your life needs to be there. Spirit says that there's music around this person, that there's a great deal of, and can I say, foreplay without sex. All right, the banter of that, you know, feeling like you're 16 again, where the heart is pumping and, oh, my God, I can't believe he's asked me out and all that kind of thing. I'm getting excited here. This is what Spirit is guiding me to share with you. And this is what you want because, Ashley, you're a romantic. So, therefore, you've got to say, well, I've got to have it. If that's how I feel, he's got to feel the same way. And they tell me that he can, you know, play a special song to you and really woo you and get you all gooey and yummy and, you know, feeling great. Okay? And that's what I say, you know, the foreplay of making love without making love, because it's those little things that really matter to you, Ashley. It's not about the big picture. It's those little things. And, you know, this guy has to keep it coming because he has to really impress you, because you are hard to impress, Spirit says. So, you know, and that's okay. There's no judgment there. You know, you've raised your bar and that's where you're at. So it's really important that, you know, you can tick off your work and say, yeah, okay, got that handled. Now I've got to find my mojo. I've got to find my spark again. All right? Good luck with that, darling. Oh, it sounds fabulous for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's funny because you nailed it, but I was just confused with that person, whether or not that's even a good idea or not. And I couldn't hear you very clearly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I felt it was a new person coming into your life. I felt that you needed new, that you needed a spark. I didn't pick up that there was somebody already there. You know, I felt that it was new. And this person had a lot more great ideas, you know, wanted more goals in life, wanted to stretch themselves further. And that's you too. Like, you don't want to stay in the same old, same old, same old in that way. And this is what's been doing your head in about, you know, if you've got a relationship, because I didn't see that. I just thought you're really murky and yuck and not feeling fulfilled in that way. So, and then we've got this brilliant energy of this person coming in that's just going to knock your socks off. You're going to be like that 16-year-old and go, hubba, hubba, hubba. And I mean, that's what you're about. So you know what? You say to the universe, you know what? I'm ready for that. Yes, please. Thank you very much. I'm taking that now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Kay. So
you're welcome. That sounds very exciting, Ashley. I wish I were you. No, I've been married for 27 years, so, you know, I had the spark a long time ago. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Who have we got next?
let's take one more caller and then we can chat a little bit. Let's see. This is area code 856. Is this Rose?
No, this is Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. I'm sorry. I got the wrong. Oh, I guess Rose dropped. Okay. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What is your question for Kay?
Well, I'm looking for work, and I've put out some resumes and had some in-person interviews, and I was supposed to have a phone interview in the afternoon with the, I guess he's in upper leadership management, and then he rescheduled it to 8 o'clock last night, and then he never called me. So that was for a permanent position with a medical company. It's a startup company out in California, and I would have to travel around for them. And
yeah.
It sounded like a really good job opportunity, but I don't know if it's going to happen because this guy didn't call me.
Well, yeah, that's true. And you know what? This guy that I tune into him, they're just telling me, man, he blows off everybody. They, you know, he's a promise guy but never delivers in that sense. And, you know, it sounds very great at first and then really lets you down. So, you know, I suppose he's probably not listening to this radio station, but it probably would do him good because he has a few bad manners there in that way, Spirit says. And, you know, this lets down people's hearts when they're really, really holding on to things and hoping for this. And common courtesy today, Spirit's saying common courtesy is necessary, and this is where, you know, many people are failing in life. So for the travel, Dylan, I don't know, Laura, do you really want to travel? It sounds great. It sounds positive. But, you know, you're a very homely person. You like to be comfortable. And Spirit says, coming backwards and forwards all the time for you will drive you nuts. So can you understand what I'm saying to you here?
Yeah, I can. I know. I don't know what to think because I need a work. I need a job, and I'm looking for the right opportunity.
I know, but you need it at home. You know, this travel kind of thing, because also too, Spirit says that kind of job can be really disrespectful at times because they just push you and push you and push you. And one thing, Laura, that you really have, you have a high bar of wanting to be respected because you respect other people, and this is
right.
This isn't about money for you. This is about security. You're not saying, well, you know, I have to be rich. You're saying, I want security. And look, I understand. I hear all of you, the US people, you know, for the issues with work over there, definitely. But one of the things that I know from Spirit is that people constantly concentrate on the lack instead of saying, you know what, that job's just around the corner for me. And in fact, actually, Laura, this job is just around the corner for you. You need to look in your hometown. You need to look around the corner and see what's there for you, because actually stretching yourself further out abroad in that way, it just takes you out of your comfort zone, darling. And that's why this hasn't fitted in place. That's why the alignment. But I will say, you know, Spirit said he's rude. So, you know, I've got to deliver what Spirit says. I've got no judgment here, but if Spirit says, well, So, and it is disheartening. And actually, you've been treated like that lately. And so they want to stop that and say, no, 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 let's start looking for around where you are, that you don't have to drive too long as well. Because as I said, you're a real creature of comfort. So, you know, being homely, being at home easily, that kind of thing. Look, I get around about, we're sort of heading into August now. And so middle of August, sort of, you know, they're showing me around about 17th, 18th of August. You've got your job, darling. You've got it. You made it happen. But you've got to say to yourself, I've got no lack in my life. Everything I want comes to me easily. And as you start working with that law of attraction, you'll have it. The other thing too is Spirit says that you need some new outfits for when you go for the job. That sort of thing, because like you're feeling a little bit less than. Does that make sense to you? You laughed. Mm. So yes. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't laugh.
Oh, okay. Right. But you know, girl to girl, okay, we need to look our best sometimes. And you know, not always can it be possible. Yeah, we have our days. But Spirit says an actual outfit. There's one particular outfit and I'm feeling it sort of like a greeny sort of colour and it just brings you out and people go, whoa, and they want to find out more about you. So you've sort of been hiding and feeling the lack anyway. You've actually been feeling as though you're not worthy, and darling, you are. And for everybody that's listening right now, if you are suffering in lack this way, you turn it around and say, get rid of it. It's not mine to own. I am able to have and do what I need to do in my life. And when we actually claim that, okay, then the universe sits up and says, oh, okay, fine. So, you know, and you know, just lately Spirit's been saying to me that the world works 7 days a week. So, therefore, we should be splitting our jobs so everybody has an actual job rather than people working 60 hours and 10 people that aren't working at all. Does that make sense? So for you, not that I'm saying that you need to, you know, to work 60 hours, not at all. But for you, it's local. So let's start having a look at local. And you know what? Bring some flowers into your house. Look at something that's beautiful. Make you smile, make you feel that you're worthy in that way. And all this starts changing. So I know that the 17th, 18th probably sounds a little bit too far away for you with, you know, not having a job right now. But hey, better that you get the best job for you than a job that you think, what the hell, I can't do this. You know,
well, I have an interview later today for a short term contract.
Yeah,
and I had one last Wednesday for a permanent job, but I haven't heard yet from them. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would call tomorrow.
You can keep putting your foot in the door, but it has to be close to home. Spirit's showing me that it's close to home, yeah. And there's also some training in this new job that you're going to be doing as well. Spirit says it's sort of like follow the leader a little bit at first. And you know how sometimes you say, I know, I already know, yes, you know, I'm not dumb. You sort of feel that way. Well, they're not trying to make you feel that way. They're just saying, okay, this is the way we need to do it. This is the regiment of it. So you're going to have to just say, yep, I've got it, and follow the leader. Spirit says in that way, because you're quite capable to do a job by yourself. You know, you've got your own initiative. You've got you know that, so you don't have to be told. But in this job that comes to you, and it's like, you know, yeah, around about the 4th of August that this sort of really starts presenting itself. The ones that you've been dealing with now, I don't feel they're the ones. I feel there's a new one coming for you. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you for calling. Good luck. You know, it's interesting. I really found it funny that Spirit even knows what color we need to wear. I mean, they just know us so well.
Yeah, absolutely. They really do. And you know, people get shocked in readings and coaching, because I do a heap of coaching these days, which I just love so much. And people are just shocked that Spirit can actually make a comment on that. And a comment that doesn't have anything to do with me, that is purely, you know, to them. And So, you know, they care about your hair, they care about your teeth, they care about, you know, the aches and the pains and all of that. And, you know, it's sort of, people are gobsmacked that spirit can have such an intimate relationship with you when you work with me to actually give you, you know, that information. And that's the beauty of working with spirit. I'm gobsmacked. I learn so much. I close that door at the end of the day and go, wow, wow.
Right. And why can't we hear our spirit guides?
Oh, we can. We can. It's just us that's blocking us. Do you know that most people who say to me, Kay, I wish I could be like you, if they lived my life, they would freak out something severe because they do not expect that the guide will actually talk to them. You know, I mean, there's been times that even I have got shocked when somebody has sat in front of me, a guide, and spoken to me when you're not prepared for it, when you haven't asked for it in that way. If you have, we all have gifts, all right? We're all intuitive. We have the clairvoyant, we have the clairsentient, we have the claircognizant, okay, and we have the, now I've got a blank, claircognizant is the knowing of where it just is a download, okay? The clairsentient is where you feel, that's that gut feeling, you feel something, okay? Then we've got the clairvoyant, all right, which is seeing through the third eye. So, you know, the clairaudient, all right, is the one that we're talking about, and that's the voice on the outside. So most people will say, you know, I heard my name called the other day and I turned around and nobody was there. That spirit. So when they start having a dialogue with you, that's even more fun. Because sometimes you get little bits and pieces and words, and other times you'll get a whole story from them and you sit there going, now what am I going to do with that? Or I can't tell that person that, and spirit will say to me, but you have to tell them that way because that's the only way they're going to understand it. Now, spirit, you know, people think that spirit is there's this wonderful angelic sort of being up there that just, you know, says these profound words. Well, they do, okay, but they also have lived a lifetime before. And so they know how to swear, they know how to love, they know how to hate, they know all of those things. And when they're working with a particular person, they know how to interact with them. So if the wife came to me and her husband swore all the time, she used that terrible, he used that terrible word F, okay, then he would want to say that through me to her because then she would know that that's him. So if I sat there, and I'll give you an example, a lady came to me and she said she wanted to talk to her husband who had just died, and he said, the first thing he said when I asked him, what do you want to say to her? And he said, tell the bitch I don't want to talk to her. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mentally in my head, I'm saying to him, I cannot tell her that. She is so upset that you've gone. You know, and I'm having this dialogue with him and he's saying, just shut up and tell her. So I did, and as soon as I did, she said, yes, that's my friend, oh, my God, and they began fighting with each other, okay, and I was relating the fight. So, and she said to me, can I come here every week and do this because I miss him, I love him, and you know what, even though he called her that for their 44 years of life together, all right, he loved her. But if I had said, oh, yes, I've got a nice man here and he's just sending lots of love, she would have gone, what? So, you know, we, as a conduit, as a storyteller, as the postman, I have to say it the way they're saying it so that people can connect and go, oh, my God, that's my dad or my husband or my mother or my child, you know, that sort of thing. And that's the blessing in working with spirit and helping people get through things. You know, more and more my readings are not readings anymore, they're readings and coaching because people think they're coming for, can you tell me if I can win lotto, please? All right, and well, you know, then spirit says, yeah, well, you know, if you worked a bit harder or, you know, if you did your finances and balanced your checkbook, you'd get more money and, you know, you don't have any respect for money. And listen, anybody who's listening now, please, you've got to respect money. If you want it, you've got to respect it. You've got to do the right thing by it. You can pray to God all you like, but it ain't going to work unless you actually respect what you do with it. So you know, these are the things that the coaching becomes more and more and more. And people who want love in their life, all right, sometimes Spirit will say, well, Jesus, you need a haircut and a good outfit. Or, you know, the men, like, you know, men who want these gorgeous models, all right, and they don't even shave. So, you know, and Spirit will slap them for that in some ways. And you know, people say, well, you shouldn't judge, you shouldn't judge. And I say, well, I don't judge. This is just a message from your guide, who says, I know you want the skinny babe over there, but it ain't going to happen until you actually put a suit on and smell nice. And that's actually, they'll say that, Randy. They will work with you that way. And you know, people say, my God, I was thinking about going and getting my hair done, or I was thinking about buying a new outfit. Or, you know, I remember one woman, I said, you had to wear this green dress on a date. And she said, green, I don't like green. And I said, no, you do. You have to wear a green dress. Spirit says, and you know what? She scored that guy that night. So she's happy.
Okay. Wow. Oh, I love it. I love these stories. These are fun. You know, you had something, you had a free offer that you wanted to talk about.
I have a community called Team Spirit, and actually you become a partner with me in that sense. And there is a fee for a year. But what I'm doing for your listeners today, the first 10 people that go to my website, that's www.ktheintuitivespecialist.com. I know it's a mouthful, all right, but if you shorten it, it stands for KIS, which means keep it simple, and also KISS. So Spirit was very clever how they did that, all right? If you log on there, connect with me, you know, and the first 10 people that actually write in and say hi, they will have free membership for a year with our Team Spirit partners. Now, lots of goodies involved with that. You have a closer relationship with me, and also we have a private Facebook group as well, which means everybody has a platform for learning, connecting, and you know, we've got a whole group of people that are sort of sparse throughout the world in that sense, and it's just a wonderful way to have, you know, so many people say, oh, I think I'm like Spirit, but I wouldn't tell anybody because they'd laugh at me. Well, you know, you can come into our group and nobody's going to laugh at you. They're going to say, hey, welcome. And look, you know, what can we learn from you and what can we teach you? Everybody has platform in that group. This is my goal, to connect everybody to their intuition and to also feel loved, to feel as though they belong, to feel as though they can connect, to feel as though they can ask a question. You know, people write and say, well, I had this dream and I have no idea what it's about. Or, you know, I dreamt that I had a duck at my front door the other day. What does the duck mean? Now, see, animals have spirit messages as well. So this is the platform. So it's my Team Spirit partnership. So as I said, the first 10 that sign up, all right, who connect with me through my website, they've got their year's subscription with me. You get newsletters, you get discounts, all sorts of things. There's free readings to win. So, you know, it's part of what I can do with my community. So,
I bet by the time we finish the show, you already have 10 at least. And I want to tell everybody that called in, you know, I feel really bad when I can't get to all the callers, but we do have limited time. But Kay will be back on August 18th, same time, same place, 11 a.m. Eastern. And the queue opens up at 15 minutes to the hour. Just call in. I know everybody tries to do that, and unfortunately not everybody gets in. But so if we haven't gotten to you today, you can email Kay, or please call in next time on August 18th. Sure. You know, we have time for one more quick caller, I think. Let's see. Yeah. You want to take one quick one?
Yeah, I'll take one, but just before we take that person, I just want to say, sometimes people just want one question answered, maybe three questions, and they can do that. They don't even need to talk to me. They just need to send their question, and then I tap into their spirit guide, give them their answer, send it through as an MP3, and they have the information. So if they feel stuck, There's no reason to feel that. They just need to contact me, sign up, okay, and they can get their reading. So you just pay through PayPal and off we go. All right?
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, so we have about 5 minutes. Let's see. Is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Thank you for holding all this time. We're going to try to get you in real quick.
Hi, Amy, darling. How are you?
Hi, Kay. I'm doing okay. My question is, do you see any changes coming up for me with jobs?
With jobs? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's been hard for you, Amy. I can feel that. It's almost like you've closed down. It's almost like you don't believe anymore that you can really get what you want. And, you know, Spirit's showing me that there's a lot of things that you've struggled with in your past regarding your work that you have felt perhaps unjust and or misunderstood in that way. And Spirit says, and you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, we got to tread lightly here because you've taken on a lot of hurt. And Spirit says, but darling, if you can just open your heart and believe that, you know, you were in some part only the instrument of those things that happened. It wasn't actually you that was the issue. And so you need to sort of let that go and say, you know what, that is past and I'm done with it and I don't need to take it on to the next, because you're actually fearing, Spirit says, to walk into the next job as well of, will it happen again? Will it be the same way? Will I be expected? Will I think? Will I feel in that? We need you to be new. And one of the things is you've shut down in listening because you think, I don't want to hear that anymore. I don't want to hear that anymore. And so Spirit said, it's almost, if you can imagine, they need to put like a rope between, you know, through your ears from one to the other. You know that old sort of magician's joke, you know, thing where they put the scarf through the ears, backwards, forwards, cleaning out the ear chakras? Okay. It's like that needs to be done because you closed off to say, no, I only know one way, and you don't. So Spirit says, first of all, can you put some music on? Can you dance around in the lounge room? Can you get your funk going? And that's funk, F-U-N. Okay. So it's like bop, you know, bop to the beat and get your funk going, get your jive, get your groove going in that sense. And think of all the possibilities of having fun in a job, not being stuck with head down and scared to actually make a difference. Does that make sense to you, Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because, darling, you're scared. And, you know, when we're scared, we don't get what we want. And, you know, like oh, my God, I can be brave as, but I can be a scaredy cat too at times. And you know what? Spirit just throws me out on the cliff and goes, push. Okay, no wings today. Sorry, Kay. Bye. And, you know, like, bye. Now, we don't want to do that to you, Amy, because you're such a sensitive soul. But they want to get you in this different groove so that you can sort of step up and say, you know what, I can do that job and I can listen, I can be directed, I can be worthy of it as well. And, you know, I just, look, I hope I have time for this to really help you understand, Amy, that what has happened in your past, you must not bring into now, your now and the future, darling. That's what's holding you back. And so you have to look in the mirror and go, you know what, I'm okay. I can do this. I can get on with it and, you know, and meet the requirements that you need. So, yeah. And Spirit also tells me that it's some sort of agency that you actually sign up for and they help you with getting something, because you need a little bit of help. You need a little bit of push in that way. So, and you know what? So then you say to yourself, you know, I've actually employed somebody to get me a job. Now, how does that sound to you? Right?
Great.
I mean, yeah, you've got to turn it around. You've got to say, I'm making somebody else work for me to get what I want in that sense. And that's where you can pick and choose a little bit as well. You know, the issues from before have to be dropped off They have to, it's like, you know, write it down, darling, roll it up, burn it, get rid of it and say, I'm done with it. If that's never going to happen again. New start, that's how it's going to be for you, all right? And listen, there's it's like a green building. I can see green and I can see, like, there's some sort of busy white writing on it. This is the place where you're going to end up working, Spirit's showing me. And so it's square but tall, and it's green, and it's got this sort of busy writing and everything, and it, look, there's people coming in and out all the time. So look for that. You know, even if you have to just say, okay, I'm doing a day trip, I'm going to walk around, I'm going to see, because, when, you know, when Spirit gives you things like that, they'll come quickly, because, oh, my God, that's what she was talking about, all right? So, and you know what, ask your angels. Everybody that's listening, please, ask your angels. There's finance angels. There's love angels. There's debt angels. There's, you know, the dentist angels. There's every angel possible that we have an issue with in our life that we need to connect and say, help me. Help me find a job. You know, direct me down the right street. Direct me to the nice person. Direct me to what I need. And then they're up there going, oh, we're needed. We're needed. And they will help you. They will help you. So please do that, Amy. Okay? You know, I wish you well. I wish you well. All right?
Good luck, Amy. Thank you so much for holding in, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Wow, we had some interesting callers, and you've had some interesting insight. That's really, really amazing. I mean, right down to the color of the building. Green seems to be the color today. The woman was supposed to wear a green outfit, and Amy was working in a green building. So green is the color for today.
and you know what? Green represents the heart chakra, but it also represents money as well. And so, you know, yeah, for us to work with the green, especially the heart chakra, you know, when we can truly believe and open our hearts to the things that we want, because a lot of people say, yeah, of course I want a job, but they're so scared of actually taking just anything, because most people don't want just anything. And this is where we've got to fine tune it. And, you know, the world is having this difficulty, and the lack is huge when in fact the lack's not. I mean, you know, my I turned the television on today, and there's something of, you know, $40 billion worth of complex that they're going to build in Brisbane to make an entertainment centre for people. So if there's that kind of money to do that, and they think that there's enough money for people to live in it and spend in it, we got money in the world.
We have money
in the world. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we do.
So for everybody that's listening, declare that you are rich. Declare that you are rich in your mind, rich in your heart, rich in your soul, and it will be so for you. All right, my darling. Believe. Come on now. All right?
Oh, that's really great. You know, I'm going to take that to heart as well. Okay, I've got to say goodbye to UK. I really don't want to, but I really have to. And again, Kay will be back on August 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So put that on your calendar, and we'll all look forward to that. So thank you again for staying up to be with us today, Kay.
That's fine. It's been a pleasure as always. And, you know, I just want to wish everybody peace in their heart.
Thank you.
Do something today that makes you happy. Do something that you can give to somebody else. It will come back. It will pay it forward to the world and then you. And that's what we have to do. Love is very important in your thoughts, in your heart. So that's what I'm wishing for you all today. All right.
Thank you.
We wish
it to you. Now go to sleep. All right. Good night. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you next month, okay?
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Anyway, if you enjoyed listening to my shows, please become a show follower. Just go to the page and get followed. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.